on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The N3 toll concession says it's phasing out magstripe swipe payments in toll plazas along its route. It's introducing a tap-and-go system from next month. The N3TC's Thanya Dugra says it's to enhance security and convenience.
Tap-enabled debit cards, credit cards and smart devices are already accepted in all lanes at all toll plazas on the N3 toll route between Sadara in KwaZulu-Natal and Heidelberg in Gauteng. In addition to tap-and-go, road users may also choose to pay their tolls using tags, cash or fleet cards. N3 toll concession encourages all road users to please be prepared for this innovative change.
Shack dwellers in Durban's Reservoir Hills area say they're still waiting on authorities to supply them with materials to rebuild their homes. A bulk pipeline burst near the M19 a week ago, flooding dwellings in an informal settlement on Umgudulu Road. Scores were left homeless, with at least 150 displaced. Freedom Ngozi is from Ward 23.
Some residents have started rebuilding using the already damaged material because waiting for too long is very difficult. But on the other day of the incident, the disaster management team assessed the cost of damages and handed out food parcels to the affected victims.
The U.S. expects thousands of North Korean troops massing in Russia will soon enter combat against Ukraine. About 10,000 North Korean soldiers are believed to be based in the Russian border region of Kursk. South Korean government officials say Russia has provided Pyongyang with oil, anti-air missiles and economic help in exchange for the troops Washington and Seoul have accused it of sending. And finally, researchers have found we're breathing 7 pieces of microplastics into our lungs every minute just by doing laundry. Ahead of UN talks on reducing pollution, studies have been looking at the extent to which we're surrounded by small particles in everyday materials, like in sofas and clothes. The health implications aren't yet known. University of Plymouth Professor Steve Fletcher is on the research team.
I think most people recognise plastic has a lot of value to society, and I don't think anybody is saying we need to remove plastic entirely, but it's about managing it adequately so it doesn't become waste.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story, the N3 toll concession says it's phasing out magstripe swipe payments in plazas along its route from next month. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.